Hello, I am Nimja, and this is More Social. This file can inspire you to be more social, to go out there and meet people and talk to them. And who knows, maybe you'll even make some new friends. There's a lot of ways in which you can become more social, and the things I'm outlining here are just a few of them. If you really want to become more social, you'll have to do the effort. You'll have to go out there, talk to people, and be surprised. You'll never know what kind of people you'll meet, or what they will know, or what they will say. Their interests, their stories, this is what makes it interesting to talk to strangers. You'll never know what you're going to get. And it can be incredibly interesting. So if you're willing to listen and learn, I'm sure that in no time at all, you'll be ready to go out there and talk. To begin, start small. There's no need to take enormous jumps forward with everything that you do. If you want to become more social, start by becoming a tiny bit more social. Talk more to the people that you know, or visit new places with them, and maybe talk to strangers. When you start small, accept that every step, everything that you learn, helps you to move forward. Even the mistakes you could make will help you move forward as they become lessons to learn and grow from. And from there, you can challenge yourself. You can chat with strangers, ask random people for the time or another innocent question. And it's a really good way to practice yourself, to talk to people that you don't know. Maybe if you go to the store and buy something, you could say something to the cashier about the weather, or something that you read or saw. It is entirely okay to say whatever comes to mind, as you'll learn from every step. You have to learn by doing. Doing things is the only way to grow. Just reading about it isn't enough. You actually have to do. Going out there, talking to strangers, maybe take a friend to a new crowded place and walk up to people together. And it's important to not just do this online. It's just as important, and maybe even more so, to do it in real life. To learn to talk to people face to face, see their expressions, hear their voice. Learn by doing. And as you're learning, you'll also find that it's important to speak clearly. The more open you speak, the more easy it is to be heard. The more relaxed you feel, the more easy it is to speak clearly. It is very nice to allow yourself to just speak in your normal volume and feel comfortable with the sound of your voice. It helps to ask open questions if you're in a conversation, as it'll keep things going. And remember, every step you take is another step forward. You don't have to talk all the time either. Silence is okay. Silence is space to think in. It is time to gather your thoughts and to consider new things to say. Silence is time to analyze what the other has said, to listen, and let the moment settle. Silence can be a beautiful and wonderful thing. Allow it to happen. And speaking of allowing things to happen, it is okay to let go of control. It is perfectly all right to let the conversation happen, to let things around you move forward step by step as you learn as well. The more relaxed you are, the easier it is to talk. And the nicer it feels to participate in conversation around you. Now, of course, listening to a hypnosis file is a good start in learning to let go. It can be lovely to let the moment flow from one place to the next, letting yourself go with the flow. And as your mind learns to do so, as every small step moves you forward, you'll find that letting go of your mind becomes more and more easy over time. And the last thing I wanted to say is that if you have any hobbies, find people, groups, or meetups that have them as well. There's so many people in the world that enjoy so many different things, and sharing an interest is a really wonderful way to start a conversation. Who knows? You might end up agreeing with someone else. So let yourself start small. Go out there, talk to strangers, learn by doing. Let silence be there. Let go of control, speak clearly. And if you can find meetups that overlap with your interests, go on then. Enjoy. And wake.